in the normal run of affairs, you can have defences objecting. You have 7 peremptory strikes, so to speak. 7 times you can object to a juror without showing any cause. The state can do the same. There's potentially 14 people out of the mix already. I would think that a minimum in these type of situations would be 30 per trial to have any chance of getting 12. It's definitely a glitch, but it was a non-runner from the word go. Justice delayed as well, justice denied. Mm. Some individual was there to have their day in court, prepared for a trial, barristers, solicitors, all ready to go. It was scheduled, obviously, for 2 trials. So what they do is they impanel the serving jurors for the second one as well, and then they might be told to come back, say, today, Thursday. The other one anticipating to last for the 2 days, and then they come in on the Thursday. And you have the people that are committed to it to serve as well. And in this particular case, I think everybody will be asking questions, and the trial goes back. The cost to the state will obviously have been incurred. There'll be prosecution witnesses, probably all arranged, remember. Again, you're going into money, and it all has to be done again for the simple reason that there isn't adequate people.